I feel comfortable first. Thank you, Jake. Those of you who were here last week probably heard this song, and I'm repeating it because there were some folks who wanted to hear it who hadn't heard it before. And what prompted me to write it is that some of you know I wrote a song a few years ago about one of my grandmothers. I never got to meet her, although she was alive. I didn't get to meet her because of some discord in the family. But I did get to meet my other grandparents. My mother's father had passed away before I was born, but my father's parents were both alive. And so I decided to write a song about them, and mostly about my grandmother. And the song's called 14 Kids, and it's still a work in progress, but I wanted to share it with you. A girl of 14, nearly grown, he was 24, a long way from home. When he stepped off a ship and into her life, at age 15, she became his wife. First a girl, then a boy, another boy, so much joy. The babies came for 25 years through health and sickness, laughter and tears. 14 kids, 14 kids. Don't know how they did what they did. They made a home, had love to give to 14 kids. 14 kids. They were poor, but they got by. At times they struggled to survive. The older kids would lend a hand, worked on jobs upon demand. Later came grandkids by the score, over 50, more and more. They'd come to visit, and Grandma would make her family heirloom coconut cake. In time, her body paid the price of childbearing sacrifice. But love was always in her eyes. My grandma growing old and wise. 14 kids, 14 kids. Don't know how they did what they did. They gave it all the love they had to their 14 kids. 14 kids. Thank you. Thank you very much.